Democrat Hillary Clinton is leading Donald Trump by double digits in New York, but the race has tightened in the final days, with Clinton still ahead by 17 points, but the two now even among independent voters, says Steve Greenberg, spokesman for Siena College Polls.
It narrowed. It was a 24-point lead 3 weeks ago. She slipped 3 points. Trump picked up 4 points.
Clinton backers have not slacked off with get-out-the-vote efforts despite her lead. Governor Cuomo is featured in a robocall to voters in the New York City suburbs and some upstate cities. Cuomo held rallies in Westchester, Long Island, and Buffalo over the weekend, saying a lot is at stake.
New York has got to be loud and proud this election day. Because in truth, Trump is un-New York. Everything the man stands for is the exact opposite that this state stands for.
Cuomo assailed Trump's position on immigration, women, and what he calls trickle-down tax cuts for the rich. Cuomo's also campaigning for select down-ballot Democrats running for the state Senate. He's made the strongest effort yet to campaign for Democrats in the legislature's upper chamber since he's been governor, and he urged supporters to make sure the voters come out.
We're going to knock for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and that whole ballot from the top to the bottom, and we're going to keep knocking on doors until those polls close and we have a new president.
Republicans currently are one seat short of holding the majority in the Senate, and they are not favored to gain the seats needed to hold a comfortable numerical margin in that House. The future of the Senate is most dependent, though, on a group of breakaway Democrats. They have in the past formed a ruling coalition with the GOP, but this year, if Democrats win more seats, they may be pressured by Cuomo and other Democrats to join up with the regular Democrats in the Senate. The state has several close congressional races, but one contest that is not likely to be a surprise is the campaign for U.S. Senate, where incumbent Democrat Chuck Schumer is 40 points ahead of his opponent, Republican Wendy Long. Schumer, while saying he's not taking anything for granted, has not run a traditional campaign, preferring instead to continue relentlessly traveling the state, making numerous public appearances, as he's always done.
The best way to get reelected is just do your job. That's what I'm doing now.
Wendy Long, a conservative New York City attorney, has only a fraction of the money that Schumer has in his campaign fund, but she's made a number of appearances, including at a rally of Women for Trump in mid-October. She says she knows the odds are against her.
It's a road that's well worth traveling because I believe our country's at stake.
The bigger uncertainty in the U.S. Senate contest is whether Schumer will be the majority or minority leader. That's depending on whether Democrats or Republicans win much closer races for Senate in other states. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.